This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday already.
Whoa, whoa.
Hello, Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Hope if you had Indigenous Peoples Day off that you enjoyed a long weekend. Nothing like a long weekend. I like that.
I had a great one.
Makes Sunday very enjoyable, you know. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, all that stuff gets pushed to Monday.
Busy.
Yeah.
But good.
Yeah, me too. I was pretty busy.
Were you?
Yes, I had a busy weekend.
Tell me everything.
Well, I'm very zen, so, you know, I'm just...
You keep saying that.
I'm just trying to be centered and in the moment after my sound bath that I took.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Those are awesome. Sound baths.
You've done some sound bathing.
I've done them for therapy. Yeah, we do sound baths for ADHD therapy sometimes, and it just gets you so out of your head and into nowhere. Like, it's that is, better than meditation.
That's actually a really good... I think it is supposed to be meditation.
Are you going to explain what a sound bath is before you guys just go on about it? I mean, we're sitting here going...
It's a big pool full of sound.
No, feel free to clue us in anytime now.
Yeah, if only I could. It's not something that...
I can explain.
No. You pipe down. Let me explain and then you tell me if I'm saying the same thing as you. Just had this happen.
No, let me make a swing at it first. Get it wrong. Then you can help,
yes,
Maddie.
Exactly, Maddie. So you know how ASMR is like, you know, for a minute there was all the rage.
Listen, remember how that came up?
Yes.
I told you I've always liked this feeling I get, this weird feeling I get when a doctor or a dentist
you'd probably
is
like
working
this,
around
this
me
sound bath thing.
And I get this, and it turns out that's what
it's
was
like
happening.
A weird sidestep in reality, you know, like all the noises take on a certain feeling. So this is more like, me and 11 ladies, all of us together, went to this place in Novato.
You got together with 11 lady friends.
Yeah. Is it my girlfriend Sherry's birthday? And she picked her 10 friends that she wanted to go. And so Marianne and Heather and I drove up to Novato to this lady Bridget's place. And ding, ding, shame.
Bridget.
I don't know if Bridget has I don't have a business card or anything. Seems much looser than that. So she's got this geodesic dome out in her backyard. And it's, which I love those things. Like when I was a kid, my uncle.
Say it again.
It's a geodesic dome. It's like, picture a dome, just a half dome. And it's made out of a bunch of different triangles. It's like a frame and then it has some kind of covering stretched over it. You've probably seen them, but they're not. They in the 70s, they were everywhere. Like there was one out in the woods at my uncle's house, like that we would go to. And it was kind of creepy. And yeah.
Had, in like, Novato.
So this was in Novato, in the middle of a field.
Bridget Bardot.
Yes, Brigitte Bardot.
In the middle of nowhere in Novato.
In the middle of nowhere in Novato.
She's got a
geodesic dome. And it looks, they look so small. Like you look at it, you go, how are we going to fit 12 people in there? Because it's a lay down thing. It's like a lay down.
It's got a door.
It's got a door.
Oh, okay.
On the front. And a composting toilet, which is a whole other thing. Don't laugh at that.
Hippies.
It's, you know, it's good. You know, she at least, look, if you're going to be laying in that thing, you lay it. I was like, I've been drinking coffee all morning. You know, it's morning. I'm like, I need to go use the composting toilet.
But you hadn't pooped?
No, it wasn't that. It was just that I'd been drinking this. I would never poop anywhere but my house. You know that, Vinny. Come on.
I don't know that
it.
For sure. You tell all kinds of weird stories.
Well, I mean, an emergency is a poo-mergency is a poo-mergency.
Right.
But yeah, no, it was not that. But I did go in there. And it's one of those things where you pee into this thing and then you take scoops of the sawdust right next to the... There's a big.
Is there a pitchfork there too? I mean, do you actually have to mix?
You don't, thank God. Because I do pitchfork my compost at home. Like an actual compost. And this is more like just sort of a pee disaster. Didn't smell bad. There's a hand sanitizer right there. No running water, none of that. So you're just, there you are.
You don't get to wash your hands.
You wash them.
After you've composted.
With as much of the sterilizer as you can. So I pee first, then I go in. And you go into this geodesic dome. And you go, and I'm like, oh my God, it's one of those like optical illusions where from the outside, it just looks like this tiny little thing. And it's, then you walk in, you're like, oh my God, there's so much room in here. So we all lay down like in a fan, you know, all our feet towards the middle. And she's got these.
Bridget,
the whoever's the host of this sound bath.
Well, you're telling
us her.
Bridget, right?
So she has it all laid out. So there's pillows all along the outside for your head, and then you lay down. I know. So, and then you're laying down.
Shared pillows.
Yep. Shared pillows.
From the lady that won't give you water to wash your hands.
Don't worry. Everything's fine, Vin.
Is it?
I survived. I don't have any
did
sores.
You?
You know, it's fine. Yes.
Have you checked your hair for rats?
Not for rats. No. But now that you mention it, I will check for that.
Oh.
So we're all laid out on this like foam. Bunch of different like mattress toppers is what it feels like underneath you. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
When you guys change and get into your birthday suits, where do you hang your clothes?
When we get naked? Oh, we just throw our clothes wherever. Who cares? Let's just get these clothes off, these restrictive clothes. And we all lay down spread eagle, of course. So, any other questions
about
that?
Video of that at all? Yeah,
oh,
I got another question.
No video.
You're sure about that?
I'm positive.
Oh.
Well,
Miss, I got
Bridget,
no running water might just have cameras.
Really? No running water, but she's got cameras hooked up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It's true. So there we are, lay down a fan, spread eagle, whatever it takes to keep you interested. And then there's this lady, Bridget.
It's not as fun a story as you guys are all wearing your hiking boots.
Mm. No, we left our shoes. There's no shoes in the sound bath dome. There were definitely.
Come on, hippie friends. Let's all lay down in our hiking boots and puffy vests.
Yeah. So we lay down, and then she distributes some blankets too. So we're all using blankets on our feet, and you know, covering up anything that might get chilly. And then she hands out eye masks, but she didn't have enough. We actually went over. Sherry's persuasive, so the limit is 8 people in this thing. So, and she had 11. So we're all kind of nuts to butts on this thing, and she's run out of the eye thing. So I had a pillowcase that was folded up that I put over my eyes.
Bridget
didn't have enough eye.
Only has 8.
8 is the limit. But for Sherry, she made an exception and we all just crammed in there. And it wasn't bad. Like, I wasn't crushed up against anybody, actually.
Who doesn't have like the supply closet that you go to get an extra, or what?
Well,
if one of those?
She just has 8. I don't really know. I can't answer that. Three of us just had to have folded pillowcases on our face, which I was fine with, because I don't love a tight eye thing, you know. Otherwise, I'd just sleep with one. Right. Anyway, so there I am with my pillowcase on my face, which smelled fresh and clean. It was fine. Like, I'm sure everything in there gets washed all the time.
Oh, this wasn't, you didn't bring that from home?
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, jeez. <Wow. laughs>
So then there we are, and there's all these bowls made of different materials. And then there's this really cool sort of drum, like a tin drum. What are those things called? Like a metal drum.
Steel drum.
Thank you. But going the opposite way, like not concave, but convex. And it has all these different little cutouts in it that she can hit. And then there's a guitar, and there's some like bunch of flutes and little shaker things. And she's going to give us a sound bath. She's going to bathe us in sound. So she starts it all up, and there's some nice smelling.
Please tell me this is where you got up and said, bleep this, I'm out of here.
I didn't do that because, and I'll tell you why, because I've been trying to have more unique experiences. I'm very much a creature of habit. Like, I really just want to be on my couch, you know, right. I really, and just with the people. I'm trying to like have new experiences. So when Sherry, and this was for my good, very close friend, Sherry, her birthday, she's done this a few times, and this is what she wanted us all to experience. She wanted to have the sound bath and then go for brunch. I'm like, listen, I'll just go to brunch. I'm fine with that. I do like brunch. Got a table cake and everything. It's good. So I was like, if I just have to suffer through the sound bath to get to that. And I actually really enjoyed it. She starts by, it very much sets up like a, kind of like a yoga-y, meditation-y thing, you know, set your intention, you know, let your body just fall away, whatever. I don't know what they say. They just say things that are supposed to relax you. I just think about whatever I feel like thinking about, fairies, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Pancakes.
Pancakes, sure. All my dreams, all my hopes and dreams. So then she starts playing, and it's beautiful. Like, I couldn't believe how cool and beautiful all these different sounds were. And she walked around. So she's, you know, sometimes
she played an egg shaker like you've never heard.
Not just like a straight egg shaker. Like, you know, like those rain tubes that people have. Yeah, like that. Just sure. And then she was like honk honk and, you know, breaking glass and, you know, just all kinds of, just bathing us with just all kinds of raucous sounds. Exactly. The universal sound effect for. Yeah, all that. That's what it was. So it was actually beautiful. And she sings a little bit too. She's kind of like chanty.
Oh, we don't like
but
that.
She has, no, you wouldn't. I'm telling you, I was like surprised
is
at how
this
much
it,
I
like
liked
your experience?
It.
Yeah, so the bowls, it's hard to explain. They make a.
No, yeah, I'm
they,
very
they circle,
familiar. Yes.
They
yeah.
circle like a wand
familiar.
Or something.
And you start off thinking, like me, like I cannot sit. Like I hate sitting for anything for more than 15 minutes.
But you're laying down.
But at 10 minutes in, next thing you know, your mind is gone. You're just in sound land. And that's all I could say. It's like you're in sound land.
And they walk around. So she's in different places as this is happening. Like suddenly it's shaking right by your ear. And then all of a sudden it's all the way across the geodesic dome.
Did she do tuning forks in your ears at all?
No.
Oh, that's really, mine did that. Like, but it's just out of nowhere. You just get to, wah, 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 wah. It is it is a great way to just get out of your own head.
Yeah.
Like it's really awesome.
It was nice. I did. I mean, I'm not going to like suddenly become an enthusiast. I'm not doing it. I mean, maybe someday. I don't want to say no to anything.
You're into it.
No.
You love it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I did love it. It was great. Especially the nudity. That was great. And the one exam that I always get everywhere I go. That was great.
I'm so glad they checked your butt.
Well, of course they did.
That was great. Yeah. That is really, really great.
I have that. That happens everywhere I go. So it doesn't matter where I am.
How's this
I'm
going
here for a toothache. Ah, let's drop them. Yeah. All
you
right.
Need to take your pants off.
Yeah, basically. I mean, God, I'm so hot. How can anyone resist? So, and I don't want to say I fell asleep because I didn't, but I did drift and it was nice. It was like getting a little Sunday morning nap, but in beauty. I was being bathed in beautiful sound. It was fun.
Sarcasm is extreme here. I can feel it.
No, it's not extreme.
It is.
But I will say this. I was like, the geodesic dome. This thing is like,
Oh no.
It's a memory from my childhood because there was this one like abandoned dome out in the freaking woods. Like,
think about it
now. I know.
Is this a bad story?
No. It was just like an abandoned dome that we would go to as children. And it, like the floor was rotting.
Yeah, but who was the family friend that used to bounce you on his lap? Did that happen
that was
there?
No, that was a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Check out my dome. There's candy in there.
Yes,
I talk
like
to
that.
My kids about that guy all the time.
Yeah. Ooh. So I did things for myself, though. Like if I ever had a place in Vermont, I would for sure be populating the woods with these geodesic domes. I'll tell you that. Oh, yeah.
Did you Zillow? Geodesic domes?
I didn't.
Oh.
Is that a thing I can do?
Sure.
When I'm doing Zillow porn?
Just have John build you one.
I know. I was thinking it's got to be a kit we could put together. And it was. It was like just on a sort of a leveled platform and then this dome had been built on. It was really freaking cool. And the compost toilet, completely acceptable.
Richard?
Yeah, Richard.
Get ready for your geodesic. As soon as she doesn't use it for 3 years, then you get it.
Then you get it. Then you get to have it.
Get ready.
Yeah, you'll have to come to Vermont to get it, though.
Anyway. Oh, boy.
So anyways, it was fun and different. And I enjoyed it. And the company was great. And lots of time. I mean, a lot of Harris support in this group. There was a lot of that talk. After.
415 says, Sarah, the $1 million question is, did Bridget Bardot need to check your butt before she started?
I believe I addressed that. She actually checked at the end. She checked at the end. You know, that which was unusual. So this was like a new experience for me. Like just when I thought I was getting away. No.
925 says, Vinny sounds stressed. Maybe he should be the next getting bathed in sound and covered in community beddings. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
I think you'd like
I'd
it.
Gotten one
Maybe
look
you
at
could
that.
Bring your own bedding and then just have an experience.
Here's a sound bath for you. That's me leaving.
I see. It's like cartoon sound of.
Yep.
Take off.
Oh, Bridget has a website, sonichala.com. Wait, is that a joke? Did I just do something bad?
No, I have no idea. I don't know her. What her website is.
We don't know
is.
Her.
But if you are familiar with this, I'm doing a bad job plugging her. Like, I probably shouldn't plug her, but I did have an experience. What?
You did mushrooms, right?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. There were no drugs involved at all.
That is her website.
I didn't even have.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
What is it? Sonichala?
Sonichala. Wait, Sonics? No, Sonichala.
Oh, spell it.
Shala.
Sonichala. Okay. I'm sure if you type in Bridget Novato sound bath, it might pop up. It was hippy dippy for sure. But I honestly tried to put my, you know, I'm a cynic and I'm always so like snark about everything. And I just tried to put all that aside and just have the shared experience with these people. Some of whom I know very well and love. And I just tried to have the experience. And it was very peaceful. And we had brunch after, which was delicious. It was restful.
Are you centered now?
Yeah, I'm super zen. You know, it's funny. Today's National Grouch Day. And so I'm not celebrating that today because I'm so zen and peaceful.
Oh, good. Well, that'll be fun.
Which part? The part
you
where
being
I'm,
zen and peaceful.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're going to love it.
Today, I'm sure I will.
Today is going to be like the most peaceful day. And I'm going to let my light shine so that you guys can also be bathed in the light of peace and calmness. Are you feeling it already? trying to
shine
it at. I'm shining my moon at you.
Hours each day of my weekend were spent surfing, which is my own
that's
very
your own altar.
Geodesic.
Mm. Is it geodesic?
People keep writing that.
Who cares? Whatever. Calling it geodesic since I was a kid.
Your mom cares. That's who cares.
Oh, did my mom write?
No, but you know the people who are... You're mispronouncing that.
Okay, sorry.
Stop saying it wrong. All right. I gotta see.
You know, I didn't look it up or anything. I'm just calling it what they called it when I was a kid. Maybe they called it geodesic. Geodesic sounds better to me. I'm going with that. Okay, a couple notes before we get started here. First off, Alice in Wonderland is very close to being sold out. If you're even thinking about this, we're down to like a couple hundred tickets left total. And we will continue to have them to give away. But if you're counting on that, that's slim. A lot of people are trying for those. So if you want to go, you should get some tickets. It's very close to being sold out. So this is at RadioAlice.com. There's a link there to the Ticketmaster, directly to where you can buy these tickets. It is happening on December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. And it stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. And it's our holiday party. We'd love to see you there and just reconnect. It's always nice in this day and age of not that much connection. Let's do this in person. So Alice in Wonderland, really close. Get those tickets while they last. In fact, I got that email middle of the day yesterday, maybe yesterday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and there were only a few hundred tickets left. Like, by now, I could be getting the news any second that it sold out.
Yeah.
So, get on that.
Hurry up already.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then, you know what? We're not going to take a break. I'm just going to roll. Is that okay? I'll roll through here. KLSC, yeah. KLSC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.